Lord, we're so grateful for the opportunity to gather unto you.
主，我们能够一起聚集在你跟前，我们真是满了感谢。
We already have the privilege to sit around your table.
哦，主，我们已经有这样子的特权，在你的桌子旁边相聚。
And once again, behold your glorious person.
我们也再一次面对面见到你的荣耀。
We confess, Lord, you're completely desirable.
哦，主，你真是满有美好。
And you satisfy us to the uttermost.
你也完全地满足了我们。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
But now as we turn to your word, again we turn to you.
主，我们转向你的话语，我们也转向你。
And pray that this would be a time when we sit at your feet.
我们这是祷告，愿意这是我们坐在你脚前的时间。
And hear your precious words.
也听到你宝贵的话。
Lord, we need that word of life.
主，我们需要那生命的话语。
We need the word of the Lord for this hour.
我们真是需要这一个时刻你的话语。
And so we come to you in a very simple way.
主，我们很简单地来到你跟前。
And ask, would you speak to us that living word?
求你向我们说那生命的话。
It is thy book, as we just said.
这真是你自己的书。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit would open it so we may behold afresh our Lord Jesus.
我们求圣灵向我们打开，让我们可以完全新鲜地认识你。
So we pray, committing this time into your hands.
我们把时间交在你手前。
And Lord, submitting to that faithful leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们也完全把时间交托给圣灵。
Lead us into more of yourself.
求主带领我们进入更多你自己。
That we may all in this critical hour in which we live be strengthened to follow after you.
叫我们在现在幕后的时刻我们可以有能力来跟随你。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Would you turn with me to the book of Revelation?
请大家翻到启示录第十二章。
We would like to read from chapter 12.
我们来从十二章读
，starting from verse 1,
从第一节。
A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon.Having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 diadems. And his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them on the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. And she gave birth to a son, a male child,who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared by God, so that there she would be nourished for 1260 days.
天上现出大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。她怀了孕。在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫，天上又现出异象来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上带着七个冠冕，它的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一摔在地上，龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等她生产之后要吞吃她的孩子。妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的，她的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了，妇人就逃到旷野，在那里有神给他预备的地方，使他被养活1260天。
Verse 7,
第七节。
And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war, and they were not strong enough. And there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan.Who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
在天上就有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战，并没有得胜，天上再没有他们的地方。 大龙就是那股蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
Verse 10, then, that is quite an important then, I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even when faced with death. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you having great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time.
第十节开始，英文的版本有一个然后，这很重要的一个字。我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命，所以诸天和住在其中的你们都快乐吧，只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
Verse 13, And when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the two wings of the great eagle were given to the woman, so that she could fly into the wilderness to her place, where she was nourished for time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. And the serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. But the earth held the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and drank up the river which the dragon poured out of his mouth. So the dragon was enraged with the woman, and went off to make war with the rest of her children, who keep the commandments of God and hold the testimony of Jesus.
第十三节，龙见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生孩男孩子的妇人，于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫他能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇。他在那里被养活一载、二载、半载，蛇就在妇人身后从口中吐出水来，像河一样要将妇人冲去。地却帮助妇人，开口吞了从龙口吐出来的水。龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战，这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。
And then we want to read other two passages from the New Testament. Galatians chapter 4 verse 19.
然后我们再读两处的新约，我们读加拉太书
Galatians 4:19,
第四章第十九节。
The Apostle Paul says by the Holy Spirit, My children,with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
使徒保罗借着圣灵说，我小子啊，第十九节，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
And finally, Matthew chapter 6, verse 10.
然后最后马太福音第六章第十节。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
As you know, we've been occupied for some time with that phrase that we just read, Thy kingdom come.
大家知道，我们最近经常在思想这一句，就是愿你的国降临。
Which again, as you know, is a fragment from the prayer our Lord teaches us to pray in the Gospel of Matthew.
这个是在我们主在马太福音里头，他特别讲到主导文的时候提到。
Now, for my part in the times that I shared, I've been considering a parallel phrase to that from the book of Revelation.
我在思想这个时间的时候，我的负担是跟这句话有一个平行的一个，是在启示录里头。
It's actually in chapter 12 when we just read it.
也就是在启示录第十二章我们刚刚读的。
And the phrase is, now the kingdom of our God has come.
那就是在
verse 10. And I'm skipping a few words. Is now the salvation, the power, and the kingdom of our God has come.
我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了。
And obviously there is a parallel there.
很明显的这里有一个平行。
In the words of our Lord, it's a prayer. Thy kingdom come.
我们主的话语是愿神的国降临。
But in the book of Revelation, and more specifically on chapter 12, we see the fulfillment of that prayer.
可是我们在启示录第十二章我们却看到了这一个祷告的成就。
Now the kingdom has come.
现在这个国度来到了。
And before we get into chapter 12, I really feel bound to do a little review.
我们在开始进入这个启示录十二章以前，我盼望能够做一点。
Because
我们稍微思想一下。
As a matter of fact, the whole book of Revelation is centered around the coming of the kingdom.
其实整本的启示录都是在环绕着这一个国度要来临的主题。
If you were here in the previous times I shared, you must remember that we mentioned that both Matthew and Revelation, they're books about the kingdom.
我们以前听过马太福音跟启示录都是谈到国度的书。
And however, they emphasize two different phases of the kingdom.
他们特别的强调了就是这个国度的两个阶段。
In the book of Matthew, we see the kingdom of heavens as a mystery.
在马太福音里头，我们看见这个国度是一个奥秘。
And that word mystery in the New Testament, it doesn't refer to something mysterious and spooky. That's not the idea.
在新约里头提到这个奥秘呢，不是好像是很古怪、很奇异的事情。
It simply means a secret.
他只是讲到一个秘密。
Something that the human mind can never grasp by itself.
是人心思意念里头不能够捕捉的。
Unless the Lord reveals it.
除非是主向他显现。
And that's what we see in the book of Matthew.
这就是我们在马太福音里头看见。
The kingdom of heavens, the king himself is revealed.
这个天国，这个王自己被显现出来。
It's revealed to the eye of faith. It's not a public revelation. Only the eye of faith will see the kingdom today.
这一个天国只有像那些信心的眼睛，有信心的眼睛才显现出来。
But in the book of Revelation, it's quite different.
可是启示录确实不太一样。
Because if you remember, at the very beginning of the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 7, we have that phrase.
你如果记得在启示录的第一章有提到一个字。
Behold, He is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him.
看啊，他驾云降临，众目要看见他。
The day is coming, brothers and sisters, when this kingdom will no longer be a mystery.
弟兄姐妹，那个日子将到临，就是不再是一个奥秘。
No longer a secret that only the eye of faith can see.
不再是一个秘密，只有信心的眼睛可以看见的。
But he will come with the clouds and every eye will see.
可是他要驾云降临，众目要看见他。
The prayer of our Lord, again, thy kingdom come will be fulfilled.
我们主的祷告，愿你的国降临就要实现。
And then the kingdom of our God has come.
然后呢，天国的王他要来到。
It's perhaps good to remember that oftentimes when we think on the book of Revelation, perhaps we think in terms of what will happen?
当我们思想启示录的时候，我们或许在想会要发生的事情。
And there is no doubt that there is plenty of that in the book of Revelation.
在启示录当中，真是有许多将要发生的事。
But do you know that that's not the essential message of the book?
可是你知道，这并不是这个启示录里头最重要的事情。
The book of Revelation is not so much about what will happen.
启示录不是特别是讲到就是将要发生的事。
But it's about who is coming.
确实关乎那是谁要来到。
Do you see that the opening sentence of the book already gives that?
你只要看到这本书开始的几句话你就看得出来。
What's the beginning of the book of Revelation? Revelation of Jesus Christ.
这本书一开始就说到耶稣基督的启示。
Brothers and sisters, first and foremost is the Lord Jesus himself that is being disclosed in this wonderful book.
在首要的最基本的这本书一开始就启示到这是耶稣基督的书。
His future, his destiny, he is indeed the heir of all things.
他的是他的未来他是继承一切的。
But because of that, the book of Revelation, as we mentioned, reveals the spiritual principles that bring the kingdom.
可是启示录它也开启了就是这个一些属灵的一些原则。
Again, it's more than just the prophetic events that will happen. Way more than that.
再一次它并不是讲到单单讲到那些将要发生的事。
It's about spiritual principles that have to be present in you and in me for the kingdom to come.
它是要讲到在我们里头的一些属灵的原则我们要有了这些以后它就会来到。
So if you remember, in chapter 1, you have of this book that is the revelation of Jesus Christ, you have a tremendous revelation of the Lord Jesus.
你记得在启示录第一章里头有一个非常明确的耶稣基督的启示。
This is how this wonderful book begins.
这个是这美好的书这样子开始的。
A vision of the Son of Man.
就是看见那人子的意象。
Risen, glorified, triumphant.
他升天他是荣耀的他是得胜的。
Now, if you remember,That term Son of Man is actually a Hebraism as a technical term.
这个人子这个字在希伯来文里头是很特别的字。
It is, and simply means an idiom in the Hebrew language.
这是在希伯来文里头的一个语文。
So, you know, like we say, there is idioms in every language, right? Idiom is like something, let me give an example. If I say, wow, today is raining cats and dogs.
就说好像譬如说今天谚语。
I hope no one is looking for animals coming down from heaven. Of course not, right?
英文有讲到你下雨的话好像下雪。
It's an idiomatic.
下猫一样意思就是下得很大。
It's an idiomatic expression in English, right?
在英文里头的。
But when you hear the term son of something in Hebrew,
可是当你在希伯来文里面在希腊文里面听见就是这个人子呢。
It simply means something that is really like that.
就是他的意思就是是完全相像跟那个事情一样。
When the Lord says to John and James, oh, you don't know what spirit you are, you're sons of thunder.
那当主耶稣他说那个约翰跟雅各他们是雷子。
There you have the Hebraism.
你就可以看见那里头的这个意思。
The Lord is just saying, you're really thunder-like, and you don't even know it.
所以主耶稣他的意思就是你们都是像雷一样可是他们都不认识到。
That's your spirit, your essential nature.
这是他们的灵是他们的本性。
But our Lord Jesus, he's the Son of Man.
可是我们的主耶稣他是那人子。
He's what man was supposed to be.In God's eyes.
他就是呢人应当在神里头的样子。
True humanity.
是真正的人性。
And therefore, what you see in Revelation chapter 1 is a description, of, a symbolic description, by the way, of his character, his nature.
所以在启示录的第一章里头我们看见他完全的表达出那神的性格他的性情。
And you remember that, right? So that he's clothed with a robe to the feet.
你记得他的描述就是他是穿着他是穿着白衣。
I think it must be 112 or maybe
身穿长衣。
Simply means speaks of the righteousness.Of our Lord Jesus. That's what clothing in Scripture always typifies.
他就讲到了那个公义，因为圣经里头衣服就是讲到公义。
Completely righteous.
完全的公义。
You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness.
你爱公义，你恨恶罪恶。
And in that white hair, you see the purity of our Lord Jesus.
你在他的白色的头发，你就看见了他的圣洁。
Pure thoughts, pure motives, nothing mixed.
完全是单纯的意念，没有任何的掺杂。
In the eyes of fire, that perfect discernment of our Lord Jesus.
那个眼目如同火焰，你就看见他的完全的分别。
And so forth. We're not going through this again. And so forth.
还有等等。
But you see, this is what a real man is in the eyes of God, His Son.
所以这个就是一个人在神眼中应当的地位。
But why this book of Revelation, which is about the kingdom, begins with that such a vision?
所以这本书关乎国度的，它却是用这个意象来开始。
That's the key point, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个重点。
It reveals a principle, cardinal principle, you could say, essential principle that is always there in Scripture.
这个是显现出一个属灵的一个原则在圣经的话里头。
In the Word of God, power comes from character.
在神的话语里头，那个能力是出于性格。
Real power, I mean divine power, God will only entrust His kingdom to such a character, our Lord Jesus.
这样子神圣的这个性格，神是把它
He is the one that will receive the kingdom.
他是那位领受国度的。Now,
if you remember, another crucial part of that vision is that you see the Son of Man, but He's not by Himself.
你看到这个意象，这个人子的意象，可是他不是只有他一个人。The
vision is in fact the vision of seven lampstands and the Son of Man in the midst of the seven.
这个意象其实是七个灯台，然后人子在灯台当中。As
we mentioned, the symbol of the church, seven lampstands.
这个七个灯台就是代表七个教会。Now
this is an essential part of the spiritual message of this book.
这个是这一本书的属灵的一个信息的重点。Because
God is giving His kingdom. Not only to His Son individually, but to His Son and those that are united with Him.
这个重要，因为这个信息不单单是神说的关于他的人子、他的儿子，而是也关于这个教会。
Even the church.
甚至是他的教会。
Now, if you remember, there is a very important antecedent or precedent of this vision in the Old Testament.
你如果看旧约的话，这里有一个前例。
And that is Daniel chapter 7.
就是但以理书的第七章。
Which the vision as a whole in Daniel 7, if you remember, is the vision of these world empires that would dominate Israel in those days.
那但以理第七章就是讲到那个时候有四个大的帝国。
So you see the vision of a lion is the first empire, which is Babylon.
所以你看到第一个是狮子，就是讲到巴比伦。
And then the bear, which is Persia, and then the leopard, which is Greece, and so forth.
然后你看到第二个就是这个熊，就是波斯，然后第三个就是希腊。
But finally, when you get to verse 14 in this chapter of Daniel, you see that the Son of Man, one like the Son of Man, comes before the Ancient of Days.
然后你看到在第十三节里头讲到人子他驾着天云而来被领到亘古常在者面前。And
we read, and to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom.
我们读到得了权柄、荣耀、国度。And
you see the contrast?
你看到他这个对比吗?
Human power is beast-like.
人的能力是像兽一样的。
If you're strong enough, if you're loud enough, if you're lion-like, if you're bear-like, oh yeah, you'll conquer in this world.
如果你讲话很大声,像兽一样,像狮子,像熊一样的话,你在这个世上会成功。
Oh, But each one of those kingdoms, either they already passed or they are destined to pass away.
这些国度呢，却是他们也许还没有过去，可是都会过去的。
To whom God gives the kingdom?
可是神会把国度赐给什么人呢？
To the Son of Man.
是要赐给人子。
To that character, a true man, true humanity, our Lord Jesus.
那就是那个真正的人。就是我们的主。
But that's not all in that chapter.
可是这不是就是这一个单单讲的。
There is this chapter 7 of Daniel has another antecedent that connects it with Revelation 1.
在但以理书第七章里头有另外一件是可以跟启示录连在一起。
Because it's not just to the Son of Man that the kingdom is being given.
因为这个国度不是单单给了人子。
But in verse 18 we read this, but the saints of the highest one will receive the kingdom.
第十八节，然而至高者的圣民必要得国享受，直到永永远远。
Now, if you read the chapter carefully, you're going to see that four times that expression occurs. Four, and as your homework, four times it said, "And the saints of the highest one," something similar. They will receive the kingdom.
你如果读但以理书第七章，有四次他提到了至高者的圣民他们会得国。
Not just the Son of Man in isolation, but the Son of Man with those that are united with Him.
不是单单在人子身上，而是那些与人子在一起的圣民。
Christ and His Church.
基督和他的教会。
Now, think just for a second.
我们稍微思想一下。
If we're destined to reign with Christ,
我们如果注定是要与基督同掌权。
And in God's plan,That is your, if you belong to him, that is your destiny, to reign with him.
如果你属于神，你的结局就是与他一同掌权。
That is God's intention for every redeemed one.
这是神对于每一位被救赎的人他的计划。
Now, if that is the case, and if power comes from character,
如果是如此的话呢？而且如果能力是出于性格的话
There is one thing that is absolutely indispensable.
有一件事是一定要有的。
We, you and I, we have to be conformed to the image of the Son of Man.
你和我，我们都需要被磨成了人子的形象。
We have to be made like him.
我们需要被制作成为像他的样子。
You know,Being saved is such a wondrous thing. Thank the Lord for that.
我们得救是何等美好，我们真是要感谢神。
But you know that it's just the beginning of the journey.
可是你知道这是一个旅程的开始。
It's an all-important beginning. I don't want to belittle this, not for a sec.
这是非常重要的事，我不想要低视它。
Because in your salvation, the Holy Spirit is given to dwell in you.
因为你在得救的时候，圣灵就住在你里头。
Oh, and the Holy Spirit has all the resources to do that work, to transform.
圣灵就有他就一直在转变你。
But, let me put it this way. When you read Revelation, if you go ahead, we were talking about Revelation chapter 1, if you read chapter 2 and 3, that is exactly what you see.
可是你如果读启示录第一章、第二章的话，你看见的。
Our Lord Jesus inspecting the lampstands.
我们的主耶稣他在看那些灯台。
Our Lord addressing each church on the basis of something of him that was revealed in chapter 1.
他就看那个教会呢，他就看见了一些从第一章就已经显出来的他一些性格。
We didn't read the two chapters, we cannot. But you remember how each letter begins this way. This says the one, the Lord Jesus speaking.That is, and he says something of the revelation that was given about himself in chapter 1.
我们没有读这个，不过呢，他是他在写信给那些这个教会的时候，他就提到了有一些关于他自己的性格的事。
And then our Lord proceeds to inspect each church, trying to find that character of him that he's revealing to the church.To see if he can find himself in the church.
所以他在看每一个教会的时候，他就在研究看那个是不是有他性格里头的一部分 可以在这个教会里头找到。
Brothers and sisters, in a nutshell, this is Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
弟兄姐妹，这就是启示录的第二章跟第三章的浓缩。
The Son of Man trying to find his very character formed in each church.
所以人子在寻找，就是他自己的性格是不是有在这些教会里头。
And there is something wondrous in those two chapters.
所以在这两章里头有一些非常美好的事。
Actually, we read it in chapter 1 and chapter 4 of Revelation.
其实我们在启示录第一章跟第四章里头看。
The Holy Spirit is presented to us under a symbol.
圣灵他用一个记号来向我们显现。
He's called both in chapter 1 and chapter 4 the seven torches that are burning before the throne.
他在第一章跟第四章里头都讲到那一个在宝座前面燃烧的星。
Seven torches that burn before the throne. Let me see.
七星。
Four or five, I think. Four.
七盏火灯。
Well, it's not that there are seven spirits in seven different persons. That's not the picture.
不是说这个图画是七灵。
It is one person, the Holy Spirit.
乃是一个人，一个位格就是圣灵。
But seven in Scripture speaks of fullness, of something complete.
可是在神的话里头，七是讲到了一个完全。
And the picture before us is that the Holy Spirit has a fullness of power, of resources connected to the throne to fulfill the purpose of God in our lives.
所以这里的图画是那个圣灵，它是有一个完全的一个能力，能够成就神在我们心的里头的旨意。
And therefore, when you read the seven epistles, the seven letters to the seven churches,
所以你如果读那个给七个教会的信的话，
seven times we read, He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
所以七次我们读到，就是那些有耳的也应该听圣灵对教会说的话。
He is the one, that divine torch that burns brightly, revealing the Lord Jesus to each one of us.
他是那一个火灯，就是把主耶稣能够活化在我们面前。
He is the one responsible for the work, an impossible work for any of us to become like the Son of Man.
他是唯一的能够成就，让我们能够在神的跟前成为像人子一样。
Do you realize how impossible is that task?
你有思想过这件事情是如何不可能吗？
If I am responsible to transform myself into the likeness of such a glorious person as my Lord, there is no hope.
我有什么能力能够把我自己转变像人子一样呢？是完全没有指望的。
I don't want to disappoint you, but I suspect the same is true about you.
我不想要让你失望，可是这件事情对你也是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, there is good news for all of us.
可是我们都有好消息。
Oh, the Holy Spirit is that divine agent responsible to do the impossible work.
圣灵他是那一位神圣的使者，他能够成就这个不可能的工作。
He can transform us.
他能够来转变我们。
He is that torch, seven torches, full of divine energy and divine illumination in our lives that can conform us to that image.
他就是那七盏的火灯，能够转变我们成为人子的样式。
Always required from us is cooperation.
我们所需要的就是能够与他一同同工。
When that torch comes in your life, revealing Christ, and sometimes revealing something about us that is not Christ-like, do we cooperate?
当这个火灯着在你的生命里头，你是不是显出你跟人子不一样的地方，你是不是与他同工呢？
He who has an ear, let him hear.
那些有耳可听的应当听圣灵说与教会说的话。
Well, after the long review, now we can come to chapter 12. In a way, I feel very strongly that chapter 12 is a continuation of that opening vision that we see between chapter 1 and 3 of Revelation.
我非常有这个负担, 就是启示录的第12章, 其实是延续启示录的第一章。
I ask you to keep that in the back of your mind. I'm going to get there by the Lord's enabling.
我们这是求神的怜悯,我们能够做这个连接。
But before we touch on that, the vision before us is pretty straightforward.
在我们眼前的这个意象是非常清楚的。
We see three main characters in the vision.
在这个意象里头有三个人物。
The woman, a dragon, and a man-child being born.
有一个妇人,有一个龙,还有一个男孩子。
Now this woman, something that is the very vision tells us, is a heavenly vision.
这个妇人呢,我们可以看见这是一个属天的意象。
Because at the very beginning we read that a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and with the moon and etc.
因为一开始他就说天上现出大异象来,有一个妇人身披日头。So
right away, when you see this great sign, a woman in heaven, arrayed with sun, moon, stars.
所以你一看见这样子的异象,有一个妇人身披日头,脚踏月亮。
We know that we are talking about something that is heavenly.
我们知道这是关乎于天上的事。
It's not simply an entity of this earth.
这并不是好像属地的一些事情。
There is something heavenly before us.
在我们眼前有一个属天的事。Now,
brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you what I believe, and if you have a different understanding, that is fine.
弟兄姐妹,我想要分享我所认识的。如果你不同意的话,没有关系。
I don't want to fight with you over interpretation.
我不希望因着这些解释来跟你。
What I'm going to encourage you and myself is that whatever is your understanding, oh, that we may be cooperating with the Holy Spirit in the work of His of transforming us into the image of the Son.
我想我们愿意能够可以跟圣灵一同的同工，让我们都被转变成为人子的样式。Well,
that said, I believe that this woman represents the church in the last days. Right before the coming, the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
我相信这个妇人她代表的就是在主耶稣她再一次来临以前在地上的教会。Again,
this is a heavenly woman.
再一次我们说这是一个属天的妇人。And
that's one of the reasons, there are many, many reasons, but this is one of the strongest reasons why, personally, I cannot understand this as a symbol of Israel.
所以这也是一个很重要的原因，我个人不能相信这个妇人是代表以色列。Israel
in Scripture is always seen as God's earthly people.
在圣经里头，以色列一直是神属地的子民。Never
as His heavenly people.
从来不是属天的子民。Now
that is something that is consistently applied to the church.
这个就是一直能够在用看在教会上面。I'll
give you just one verse from New Testament that can confirm this.
我们看新约的一节圣经就知道。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, the Apostle Paul tells us, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
以弗所书第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。And
so is this woman. She's arrayed with something glorious, the sun, with the moon under her feet, stars on her head like a crown. There is a heavenly endowment, if you will.
所以这一个妇人呢，她也是，她是身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕，她是。
But despite that, there is something quite strange in the vision.
可是呢，在这个意象里头有一些非常奇特的事。It
seems that this woman before us is in an abnormal condition.
可是这一个妇人在我们眼前，她却是在一个不太正常的情况下。
You see that the vision is, of course, about conflict.
我相信这是关于征战的,
it's the conflict of the ages.
因为这是世代的征战,
the dragon is somehow after, but this is the strange part, he's not after the woman.
这个龙,
this terrible dragon, which by the way we are told is the only of the main three characters, is the only one that we are told who he is. It's the devil, Satan. There is no need for us to debate on that. We have the interpretation right there in the chapter.
所以这个神的话语非常清楚,在这三个人物里头,我们知道非常清楚就是这个龙是指撒旦,是指魔鬼。
But do you realize that the dragon is not bothered, is not upset with the woman per se?
可是你有没有注意到这个龙,他并不是好像要生气这个妇人。
He's standing before that woman, but he's really after a child. She's with child and about to give birth, and he's really after the child that is, the man child that is going to be born.
他是站在那将要生产的妇人面前,他是针对那个这个妇人要生的男孩子。
If the woman, for a strange reason, if she's the church, she's not really representing any threat to the dragon.
好像这个妇人,她如果是代表教会的话,她却对这个龙没有造成任何的威胁。But
that man child that is not born yet is inside the woman, hidden, secretly being developed, right, a gestation. He represents a threat to the dragon.
可是这个男孩子乃是现在在这个妇人的腹中,可是他却是代表对于这个龙的一个威胁。
And in the vision we see Satan in violent hatred after this man child.
所以这个撒旦,这个魔鬼,他就是想要对付这一个男孩子。
Why? That's the question.
为什么呢?我们要问。
The enemy understands that that man child represents the end of his kingdom.
因为我们的仇敌认识到这个男孩子代表了这个撒旦国度的结束。
When the man child is born, as we read in the vision, he's immediately caught up, raptured to the throne.
因为当这个男孩子一生下来,他就被提到神宝座那里去了。And
then, did you notice that an inversion of position takes place?
然后你有没有注意到,好像这里有一个地方的交替?
As soon as the man child is raptured to the throne, you continue to read the chapter, what happens to the dragon? He's thrown down to the heavens. From the heavens to the earth.
你注意到那个男孩子被提到神宝座以后,那这个龙就被摔在地上。
And only then we read, after the dragon is thrown down, we read, now the kingdom has come.
这就在他被摔到地上以后,我们读到就是这个国度来了。
Brothers and sisters, in a way, this is the conflict of the ages.
弟兄姐妹,
as we all know, there was one that once said, I will ascend to the mountain of God. I will be like the Most High. You remember Isaiah chapter 14?
你还记得以赛亚书14章,他有讲到说,我要升到高山,要比那至高者要更高。
This one is Satan himself.
这就是撒旦他自己,
Lucifer, the morning star.
他叫Lucifer, 他是晨星,
before, of course, his fall. Before his fall.
这就是在他堕落之前。
And this, if you want to situate this, in, this is before the most of the account of Genesis chapter 1.
这其实也是在创世纪的第一章的一些记录。
Most likely, that rebellion, that attempt to usurp the place of the Son of God, of dominion. Satan had, when we read in Genesis 1 and 1 verse 2, that the earth became dark and empty and void.
就是我们在创世纪的第一章的第二节,我们读到就是地虚空混沌,空虚混沌,就是撒旦的作为。
Now, the amazing thing, brothers and sisters, is this.
弟兄姐妹,很奇妙的是,
for God to deal with that rebellion, it's something very, very easy.
神如果要对付这样子的反抗,反叛的话,其实是很容易的。
There is no even way to compare it. We know that God didn't deal with that rebellion immediately.
我们知道神没有马上就对付这个反叛。
And we know that to this day, this world is under the power of the evil one.
甚至到今日, 我们知道整个地都是在那恶者的手下。
Now the question is, it may sound strange to us.
对我们来说好像很奇怪。
But when we read the book of Genesis, we understand that God has purpose to create a being and to use that being to deal with Satan.
可是我们读创世纪，我们就发现神他造了人，用那个人来对付这个撒旦。
He didn't do it himself, even though for him it's like nothing. He would do this and boom, everything is resolved.
对他来说，其实他自己很容易就可以解决这个问题。
But God decided to create a being that is lower than angels, the humankind.
可是神却决定要造人是比天使微小一点。
Less powerful than the angels, less wisdom, less intelligence than the angels. And through that being, in union with him, he would deal with Satan.
他是人是比天使微小一点，也没有那么大的能力。
And you remember in the very creation of mankind, you have a hint of that.
所以在人的被造,
and I'll read it again, a verse that we read several times, but I think it's important for us to have this really fresh before us. In Genesis 1:26, the Lord says, Then God said, Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. And let them rule, let them have dominion. And then goes an enumeration. Over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
创世纪第一章二十六节，神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地。
And right here in this very verse about man's creation, you have a hint of why the Lord has made us.
然后在这里讲到造人，你可以稍微看见神为什么要造人。
He wanted a being that was like him, like the Son of Man, if you will.
他造人是希望能够他人能够像他。
But he would have a purpose, a function.
可是这个人却会有一个目的，有一个旨意。
Man was supposed to rule over all creation.
人应当是可以管理万有。
And then very interestingly, after enumerating everything, the birds, the fish, the cattle, and all the earth,
我们读到管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地。
Kind of strangely, the verse goes back and singles out one thing.
好像很特别，这个经节它特别。 他讲了全部，然后他又特别指到一件事。
Man was to rule over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
人应当管理就是地上所爬的一切昆虫。
And do you see here a hint, something, a clue about Satan?
你是不是稍微看见了一个提示，就是关乎撒旦的提示？
He is the one that in the garden appears as a serpent, a creeping thing.
他就是在那个花园里头那个。 爬行的那个蛇。
And when you come to Luke chapter 10, verse 19, you don't need to open there. I'll just read it for you. But our Lord Jesus makes a statement.
在路加福音第十章，我们主耶稣说，
He says, Behold, I have given, speaking to his disciples, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy.
对门徒说，我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。You
see the creeping things?
你有看见这一个蛇吗？
A symbol of the power of the enemy.
哦，在地上爬行的，这是代表恶者。Brothers
and sisters, from the very beginning, that was what man was made. That was in God's intention for mankind to exercise authority and to defeat the enemy.
所以从一开始神就是愿意人能够有这样子的权柄，能够践踏，能够胜过这个蛇。
But of course we know that Adam unfortunately fell.
可是我们知道亚当他失败了。
Instead of exercising that authority to defeat the enemy, he surrendered that authority to Satan.
他没有运行他的这个权柄,可是他却落在这个撒旦的掌握底下。
And from the fall on, he becomes Satan, the prince of this world.
所以他堕落了,反而是伏在了撒旦的手下。
It's as if the authority that God conferred to man to deal with Satan, Satan took it in the fall.
可是呢,神本来想要有人这样子的权柄, 可是撒旦却在人的堕落里头把这个权柄夺过来。Brothers
and sisters, God never gives up on his purpose.
弟兄姐妹, 神绝对不会放弃他的旨意。He's
still going to defeat the enemy through humanity.
他还是要借着人来对付这个撒旦。But
now it has to be through a redeemed humanity, the church.
可是乃是要借过一个被救赎的人,就是教会。And
the church should have been that vessel to defeat the enemy.
所以教会就应当是那一个器皿,能够来击败撒旦。But
unfortunately, brothers and sisters, the church as a whole also has failed.
可是很可惜的,弟兄姐妹,教会作为一个整体却也失败了。I
believe that is the reason why in the vision you see this heavenly woman and that the dragon is not bothered with her.
所以我们其实看见在这样子天上的意象里头,这个妇人
initially, he's not bothered with her. Later, when the man child is caught up, then he turns against her.
It's as if
the church has failed on God's intention for her to deal with the enemy.
没有就是好好的运用神给他的这个权柄来对付撒旦。
And brothers and sisters, right there, I feel that there is something that bears repetition.
所以弟兄姐妹,我觉得我有必要重复一件事。
When you read our chapter 12, there is one order of things that is very clear.
所以你如果读启示录第12章,有一个次序很重要。
The chapter begins with the account of the woman, the dragon, and the man-child being born and taken up to heaven.
这个开始这个意象就是这个妇人,然后这个男孩子被生下来,然后被提到天上。
But then the chapter turns into the account of a war in heaven.
然后这个我们就看见在天上有征战。The
dragon is in a war, where Michael and his angels are in war against the dragon.
这个米迦勒同他的使者跟龙征战。Now,
remember, chapter 12 is a unit. Everything there is a single thing.
记得这个启示录第十二章其实是一个单位,所有的东西都是一件事。So
that description of that war that is happening in heaven between Michael and his angels and the dragon is simply an explanation of what is happening when that man-child is being raptured to heaven.
所以在这里讲到天上的征战,米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战,其实跟这个男孩子被提到天上是同一件事情。
As soon as that man-child is raptured to heaven, that war has to happen, and the dragon is cast down.
就是当这个男孩子被提到天上的时候呢,这个天上的征战会发生,然后这个龙也必被摔下。So
again, the picture before us is of an inversion of positions.
所以我们的眼前的图画乃是一个交替的一个图画。The
dragon was in heaven.
这个龙本来在天上。
And isn't that what we read in the New Testament of the powers and principalities in the heavenly places, speaking about the enemy? That's his position in the heavenly places today.
所以我们有读到就是在天上,我们有读到这些属灵的福气,是讲到这个在天上。But
the day is coming, brothers and sisters, when there will be this entity, we are called, is the man-child that is presented to us, that is going to be caught up to heaven.
可是有一天这个男孩子被提到天上,
as soon as that happens,
当这个事发生的时候,
the dragon cannot remain anymore in heaven.
这个龙就不能够在天上。
And then again, if you read in the chapter, verse 9, we have a very clear ordered sequence of events.
你如果读第九节,
we read, and the dragon in verse 9, The dragon was thrown down. Remember, this is right after the man child is cut up to heavens.
我们知道，当那个男孩子一被提到天上，这一个龙就被摔在地上。
And after that, after the dragon is thrown down, you read verse 10.
然后当他被摔在地上以后，我们读第十节。
Now, when is now? Now that the man child is up, the dragon is down, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God has come.
所以第十节就讲到，现在这个男孩子已经被提到天上，这个神，这个龙已经被摔在地上，现在我神的能力国度都来到了。
I feel this is one of the reasons this chapter 12 is such an important chapter, not only in the book of Revelation, but in all of Scripture.
所以我才觉得这个启示录12章 不单单在启示录里头，在整本圣经里头都是非常重要的。
It reveals to us God's way to bring the kingdom.
这让我们看见神把这个国度带来的方法。
Okay, now for a second, very briefly, because our time is almost over.
我们时间已经快结束了。
What exactly does this man-child represent?
这个人，这个男孩子，他到底是代表什么？
I've been postponing this for a while on purpose.
我已经延迟了，没有提到这一点。
But now I'm in trouble.
现在我有问题了。
I just want to say it this way. There seems to be a parallel, brothers and sisters, between our chapter, chapter 12, and the beginning of the book of Revelation.
这个启示录12章跟启示录开始的第一章其实有一个平行。
I believe that for us to understand Revelation chapter 12, we really need that beginning of the book of Revelation from chapter 1 to 3.
我们如果要理解 启示录12章的话，我们必须要理解启示录第一章。
Because you see, when you look at those seven lampstands, they represent the church in history, in the period of the church.
因为我们看那七个灯台，我们看见这是在世代里中的教会。
It's very clear to us that in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the church is in an abnormal condition.
很清楚的，启示录第二章、第三章的教会，他们不是在一个正常的状态。
I should say mostly in an abnormal condition.
我应该说大部分都是不在正常的状态。There
are only two churches that have no rebuke for them.
只有两个教会没有被责备。And
one of them is a complete unreserved praise, and the other is kind of, right, but I'm not going to go into the detail.
有一个教会是完全是被称赞的，可是有一个教会就没有完全被称赞。
In those two chapters, the Lord time and time again has to say, repent, repent.
可是大部分的一些教会，神需要一直跟他们说要悔改，悔改。Oh,
the church at large in an abnormal spiritual condition.
所以教会在大体上来说是在一个不正常的属灵状态。
But at the end of each one of the letters to the seven churches, there is a call, you remember?
可是在每一个教会的最后都会有一个呼召。
To him that overcomes.
那个得胜的。
It's as if the Lord, in the midst of general failure of the church, he calls those that want to respond to him.
好像是主在教会大体上都失败的状况底下，他却呼召那些教会里得胜的。So
seven times you read to him that overcomes.
所以七次我们读到那是得胜的。Now,
do you realize the parallel with chapter 12?
你这个可以看见跟第十二章的一个平行吗?
Because if the woman represents the church in the last days, before the coming of the Lord, it's clear that that woman is also a heavenly woman. She's in an abnormal condition.
所以如果这一个妇人她代表的就是主来以前的那个教会的话, 我们也注意到她是在一个不正常的属灵。The
church should exercise authority over every creeping thing.
教会应当有权柄。
The Lord gave us that authority, we just read it, over serpents and scorpions and every power of the enemy.
神已经把这样子的权柄给了我们，在能够胜过各样的仇敌。How
come, brothers and sisters, the dragon is not bothered with the woman in that vision? He's after the man-child.
可是为什么那个龙却不这么在意这个妇人，却是要在意那个男孩子呢?
Because the man-child is another story.
因为这个男孩子是另外一个故事。
It's something inside the church. It's not apart from the church. It's apart from the. It's a portion of the church, right? Not separate from the church.
因为它是教会里的一部分。
But just in the picture of a gestation, of a pregnancy, you have something that is hidden within.
可是在一个生产的过程里头，好像这里头有一个隐藏。
Being developed out of sight.
好像是在一个隐藏的里头被发展。
And the dragon knows only very well that when that baby, when that, actually the baby is called a mature man child in Greek. It's very interesting. That mature man child, when he's born, that is the end of the enemy. He has to be thrown down.
可是那个龙知道，当这个男孩子出生在希腊语言文里头，他特别讲到是一个成熟的男孩子，他生出来以后，他就完全的可以对付这个神的这个龙的国度。
Again, to establish the parallel.
所以我们看见一个平行。
If the woman represents the church at large in an abnormal spiritual condition.
如果这个妇人代表的就是一个在教会她是不正常的属灵状态。
The man child represents the overcomers.
那个男孩子就代表了一个得胜者。
Those in the church, they are not separate from the church. They are part of the church.
那些在教会里头的，他们是教会的一部分，他们不是跟教会分开的。But
they are those that overcome.
可是他们是那些得胜者。
Now, I want to very briefly just mention a few things about the overcomers.
我很快地提一些关于得胜者。
Because again, there is a great confusion when people try to make the overcomers an entity that is separate from the church. That is not the case.
因为有一些人把得胜者跟教会分开，可是这并不是这样子的。
The overcomers represent a remnant in the church.
这个得胜者他们代表的乃是在教会里头的余民。
A relatively small portion of the church, even as the image of a baby inside the mother, is something very small.
就好像是一个在妇人里头的一个婴孩，它是非常小。
When the majority have lost vision and first love, the overcomers uphold them.
当大部分的人都已经失去了起初的爱心，失败的时候，得胜者却托住他们。
And through them, God's purpose can be fulfilled.
透过他们，神的旨意就可以成就。That
kingdom that was usurped by the enemy, that power that he took at the beginning, now finally is going to be dealt through that corporate vessel.
那个国度就是当初被撒旦夺取的那个权力，现在终于能够恢复了。Now
if you read carefully the chapter, again, we read it at the beginning, but you're going to see that the chapter itself identifies that man-child with the overcomers.
你如果读这个启示录12章，这一个讲到男孩子，他可以代表这个得胜者。I'll
just point briefly that to you.
我很快地指出来。In
verse 11,
在第十一节,
it says, and it's talking about, remember when there is war in heavens? Then it starts talking about a group of people that are in heaven.
我们在十一节里头, 我们有提到就是天上的征战，然后他就讲到这里有一群人。Well,
but according to the vision, who is in heaven now?
可是按着这个意象，是谁在天上呢？
It's no longer the woman, which begins in heaven, but after that she's thrown on the earth as well, and she goes to the wilderness, remember?
本来这个妇人在天上，可是她后来也在地上，她甚至去了旷野。Who
is in heaven now? Oh, the man-child.
是谁在天上呢？是那男孩子。And
verse 11 says, and they, it's not a single individual, and they overcame him. Who is him? The dragon. They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb.
他说弟兄胜过他，这个弟兄是多数的，然后他胜过他就是这一个龙。And
in verse 12, for this reason rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in him.
所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧。
Who dwells in him then? The man-child. That was rapture.
是谁住在其中呢? 就是那男孩子。In
that way, they bring the kingdom.
就如此，这个国度被带进。Now
there is another reason for which we can certainly connect this with the overcomers, the man-child.
还有一个原因，我们可以把这个男孩子跟这个得胜者连在一起。They
receive the promise given to the overcomers, specifically the promise given to the overcomers in Thyatira.
他们特别的成就就是那个菲亚推拉的教会里头关于这个 关于这个这个应许。
So at the end of chapter 2, we read that he who, verse 26, he who overcomes, this is what the Lord says to the church of Thyatira, he who overcomes, and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
启示录第二章第二十六节讲到推亚推拉的教会，那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国，他必用铁杖辖管他们。
And isn't that precisely what we read about the man-child when he's raptured?
这是不是就是我们刚刚读到这个男孩子他被提起的时候他的描述呢？
Chapter 12, verse 5. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron.
十二章第五节。妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。
The overcomers,
那些得胜者
，that bring the kingdom,
是把那个国度带进来的。
Now, I just have to mention briefly as we conclude.
我们结束的时候，我们再稍微提一下。
What are the spiritual values that we see in this man-child according to our chapter?
我们在这个男孩子里头，我们可以看见什么属灵的一些价值？
I believe when we read the chapter carefully, there are several clues that we find that allows us to see what is the spiritual nature of this man-child.
这章里头让我们看见这个男孩子他有一些什么属灵的性格。
The first thing, brothers and sisters,
第一个,
I think is brought to us by the picture of a gestation.
我想我们从这个生产我们可以看见一个图画。
Again, a gestation, you have a life inside the mother.
在是生产的过程是在妈妈母亲的肚里有孩子。
And in that pregnancy, what is happening? That life, which is at the beginning, is kind of, the life is there, but it's undefined, right?
这个生命在一开始的时候其实不是很清楚的。
But the closer we get to actual birth, actual delivery, that baby inside the mother takes form and form and form. And at the end, when he's born, or she is born, you have a person. Well, very well defined, very tiny, very well defined.
可是你在怀孕的过程当中，这个腹中的孩子会慢慢的成长，一直到最后他成熟了，生下来就是一个完全清楚的一个孩子。
And somehow that reminds us of that declaration of the Apostle Paul that we read at the beginning.
所以就提醒我们使徒保罗他说的。
He speaks of the Galatians, my children, with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
他在加拉太书里头他说我的孩子我为你再受生产之苦直到基督成形在你们心里。
I believe there is a labor going on spiritually in the church today.
我相信在教会今天有一个生产之苦
that will result in a corporate entity, not apart from the church. It is simply portion of the church where Christ is fully formed.
将会有一个团体不是跟教会分开的是教会的一部分可是他会完全的就是彰显基督的形象。
The Lord will have those that are conformed to the image of the Son of Man.
神会迎接那些跟人子的形象一样的。
That have that same character that is worthy to receive the throne, the character of Christ.
他们与基督有相同的性格他们也能够与他一起承
受。Another aspect of this spiritual character of this man-child.
另外一个关于这个男孩子的属灵性格。
It's very interesting because in Greek, you have, like in English, you have two words for child or descendant.
希腊文里头关于这个孩子其实或者是后裔它有两个字。
There is a distinction in Greek between son and child.
在希腊文里头这个儿子跟一个孩子是有不同。
A son in Greek and in English is kind of similar, is your child, but he grew up, he matured.
在英文在希腊文里头儿子呢他就是生出来他长成了。
And a child is like a baby.
可是这个孩子呢他是像一个婴孩。
Or someone that is not fully matured.
他是一个还没有完全成熟的人。
Now very meaningfully, the word for man child is actually male son, male mature son, which is kind of strange, right? Because it's a little baby being born.
所以可是很有意思的，他是在这个第十二章里头讲到的是一个没有算是一个男的儿子，是一个成熟的男的儿子。
But spiritually speaking, that little baby in heaven's estimation is fully mature.
可是在天上的定义就是他是完全成熟的。
I'll give you a verse from Romans chapter 8 that I think it sheds light on that.
在罗马书的第八章
The apostle says in verse 14, 8:14, For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons, mature sons, the same Greek word for man, child, man, son. These led by the Spirit are the children of God.
罗马书第八章第十四节，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Who is this man child or man son, brothers and sisters?
所以这个男孩子是谁呢?
Simply those that learn how to hear. Remember, chapter 2 and 3? He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
就是那些有耳朵听圣灵跟教会说的话的人。
They hear the Spirit, they learn how to be led by the Spirit.
他们听了圣灵的话，他们也随着圣灵的引导。
In their lives today, the kingdom of God is a reality because they're led. They're not just deciding, I'm doing this, I'm doing the other. They're just led whatever the Spirit wants. That is the kingdom. That is when Jesus is really king.
所以在他们的生命里头，他们顺服圣灵，所以这个国度对他们来说是实际的。
And because they have such spiritual constituents, if you will, they end up on the throne.
所以因着他们有这些属灵的性质，他们就最后是在宝座上头。
Brothers and sisters, it's time to stop.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们应当停止。
So, and I'm sorry, I borrowed that time that I'm never going to return to you.
对不起，我向你借用了几分钟，我绝对不会还你的。
We're going to end with a word of prayer, and if the Lord willing, we'll continue on another occasion.
我们有用一些祷告来结束。
Lord, we're so grateful that you have saved us by your wondrous grace.
主啊，谢谢你按照你奇妙的恩典，你拯救了我们。
And you have called us with a purpose.
你呼召我们是有你的目的。
To be united with you.
与你一同的联合。
United in life and united in your mission.
在生命里面，在旨意里头与你联合。
And even Lord, as you have desired a man that would deal with the enemy, now you have called us with that purpose.
主啊，就如同你要针对你的仇敌，你真是呼召了我们。
Lord, we pray that by your grace, we may those that allow that the Holy Spirit would conform us to the image of Christ.
按照你的恩典，让我们都能够与基督有一同的形象。
Be merciful to us, we pray.
求主怜悯我们。
That we may allow that Christ will be formed and well defined in us.
真是愿意基督成形在我们的心里非常的清楚。
And somehow that we may listen to that faithful leading of your Holy Spirit.
我们也能够跟随聆听圣灵的带领。
We pray, Lord, that very soon, that which is in your heart, you would fulfill.
我们真是祷告，一切在你心中的都得以成就。
Oh, do it, Lord, by your power, for your own glory.
主啊，为着你的能力，为着你的荣耀。成就这一切。
And we pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We are dismissed.
我们散会。